You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Congresswoman McBath, welcome to the Daily Social Distancing Show.
Well, thank you, Trevor. I'm so excited to be with you. And I have to be honest with you. My youngest sister is your biggest fan. And my family has always said, you know, when are you going to be on a show? Once you're on a show, you've really made it. So
Wow. Thank
you for validating me.
Wow. I like how they've got shifted priorities, because in my world, becoming a congresswoman and living the life that you have lived and how you got there, many people know of your story, but for those who don't, you started your story from a place that I feel many people should start in politics, and that is a personal place. You were a flight attendant for most of your life. You lost your son to gun violence, and you didn't just mourn his passing, you decided to step up and do something about it, and so you ran to change not just his world, but the world and how America sees guns. So in my world, you have made it. And we're going to talk about all of that today. So thank you so much for joining us on the show. Let's start first talking about Georgia, because that's what's really in the news right now. Georgia has become what many people thought it would never, a battleground state. When you look at what has happened in Georgia, do you think that this is Georgia changing, or do you think that this is Georgia responding to Donald Trump?
Georgia is changing. Trevor, as I've been seeing for years now, that this is the new South. And I think the resistance that we've seen is just that, the resistance to the new South. And just the amazing movement building that's been done, the strategizing that's been done, the grassroots organizing that's been done. I knew we were going to be a top-tier battleground state. And so I've been telling people all along, please invest in Georgia. You know, the best is yet to come. And we've shown that. You know, we made President Trump a one-term president, and we've actually been able to be a deciding state for, you know, President-elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. So, yes, the South is changing. And I'm glad that this Peach State has the ability to be on the front lines of that.
Reading your memoir, I mean, it's inspiring and it's heartbreaking at the same time, because you read this tale of a woman who goes through the gripping experience of losing her son. Your son was shot by a man who felt like his friend was playing the music too loud in the car. That was it. And then try to use stand your ground laws to defend what he had done in taking his life. You then use this, and that's become part of the title of your book, is Standing Our Ground. What do you think it is about the coalition of mothers that you formed around the country that has moved the idea of gun advocacy forward?
Well, as mothers, as women, we're the central focus of our homes oftentimes. We're the protectors. We're often providers. And we want to make sure that when we send our family out the door, when we send our children out the door, that they come home safely. We do everything that we can. And so building this grassroots coalition of mothers and also survivors is really indicative of what we need to do, what we'll have to do to make sure that we are providing safe spaces for our children and our families in our own communities. And that's what we've been doing. And, you know, over 90% of the Americans across the country believe in, you know, gun safety legislation, common sense legislation that really will provide safety nets for our families, and also making sure that all law-abiding gun owners are using their guns in a way that is providing a safety net as well when they're using those guns.
A lot of people in your position would have become a single issue candidate. A lot of people in your position would have gone, all I'm here to talk about is guns, but you're actually looking to improve healthcare, to improve gun reform, to improve veterans' healthcare, you know, and the support that veterans get. And you've really been fighting for a lot of these issues, which, surprisingly, as a Democrat, you've gotten signed by Donald Trump not once, not twice, but three times. So the magic question then is, how have you managed to work laws or create ideas that have gotten a sign-off from Republicans who have shown the ability to block so many different ideas?
I've always reached across the aisle to find some common ground with my Republican colleagues that we could work upon. Because when we don't work together, we end up in the mess that we've been in, you know, for so long now, because we've not been working together for the sake of our constituents that are really depending on us in Washington every single day to create value for them. Our constituents all have the same needs and wants, and let's work together to provide the best of what America says they deserve.
Representative Jim Clyburn said something interesting, and this was after the results started coming in, and it was apparent that Joe Biden had won. But down ballot, Democrats seem to have taken a beating. And he said, there is no denying that defund the police and abolish the police and socialism hurt the Democrats' message. As somebody who is elected in a state that is really moderate and very close, how do you communicate some of these ideas? Like, is there a different way that you communicate progressive ideas without isolating Republican or moderate voters?
You know, I wish, of course, we'd been able to pick up more seats for the House. But, you know, you have to find what works within your own community. That's what I have said to my colleagues all the time, is that what I say or what I represent to my community might be completely different from another community,
right.
from another one of my colleagues. I would love for us to be able to hold on to some of the seats. Some of my colleagues that came in with me, my freshman colleagues, I was very pained by the fact that, you know, they won't be returning with us. But there again, I think that each of us has been able to just really speak very candidly to our own constituents. All of our demographics are different. But as I said, you know, there are a lot of different voices in this caucus, and that's what makes us so unique.
I'll be honest, I think that's one of the things that makes you unique, is that not only are you a symbol of that, but you articulate it so well to everybody who takes the time to listen. Thank you so much for sharing your story in the book. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And thank you to your family who think that I am the thing that means you've made it. I don't agree, but I appreciate them. So thank you so much to your younger sister, because between me and her, she's right. She's not right, but between me and her, she's very right. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Trevor. And I just want to say this. Thank you so much for having such a deep conversation with me, because it reminds me of all the conversations I used to have at the kitchen table with Jordan. So thank you for that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That means the world to me.
Take care.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.